Way 2 ZOZ.
Bagamore.
Rock, go to the other one.
Thank you.
W2TTT, listening 955. Anybody around?
Good morning, Gordon. KD2BOR.
Good morning, Mr. Rocky. KD2BOR, W2TTT. Happy Easter, albeit a little prematurely.
Family. And again, Bob said hello. He just left with his wife. He's down here going back up to PA.
Very nice. So is he living in PA or does he have a home there and someplace else?
Yeah, he's got a place up in PA. As a matter of fact, they just poured his footing for his tower while he was down here. And he's renting the house that's by Debbie's, you know, by the fitness place there, by the skating place.
Very nice. So was he just, so he's here overnight, so where did he stay? Did he, is his house renting, kind of like a two-family situation so he can crash into it when he wants to?
On the other side of the bowling alley, and one of those streets there, they stayed over a friend's house there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, very nice. Oh, maybe we'll hear him on the air. Do you have a radio in the car?
No, I drove his wife's car this morning, and there was no antenna and no radio. I said to her this morning, and she was just leaving, too. I said, when are you going to get your license? I said, if I got it, you can get it.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a few years ago Nancy realized that she was eligible to be QCWA, and she's had her license over 30 years now. Not a lot of ham radio. I mean, she doesn't like all the same things I like, but she likes other things. She really likes the public safety work type functions, public service functions. She likes those. Doesn't mind tinkering and building things. That's always good. And hold on a second. I think I just saw somebody who I know is going to maybe come up the road. No, it's not. Okay, never mind. But anyway, yeah, Nancy's had her license for 31 years, something like that.
W2TTT, KD2BOR. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's nice. I said to Debbie, while you're off of work, why don't you, you know, get your license. She just looks at me like I'm nuts. All right, Gordon, I got to run. I just wanted to say hello. I don't know if there's a net today being a holiday, but I'm going to back down. If there is, I'm not sure. 82BOR, have a good Easter. You and your family.
Don't think they have it on holidays, either national holidays or union holidays from the old NABIT. But, well, we'll find out. It's about time. 7-3 for now. And again, happy Easter, KD2BOR, W2TTT.
W2BOR, and there will be a net.
Good morning, Bob. I may get in while you're taking check-ins, but I have to do something first, so see how long that takes to do. But I'll be within earshot of the net listening. And so worst case is I'll check in when I'm done with what I have to do. B2BOB,
okay, Gordon, very good. And good morning, Rocky. Good to hear you on the repeater. This is 72BOB, and a happy Easter to both of you. And we hope we all have a nice, wonderful family gathering and all that good stuff. So, KC2DUM, are you on board, Alan?
Yes, I am.
Your signal is way down. I can hear your voice, and there's a lot of noise covering it.
Yeah, what? You're almost full quieting, but your amplitude is low.
Okay, how's this? I didn't have the amp on the microphone there.
That's a winner.
Okay, I was saying good morning to everybody there, Gordon, Rocky, and to you, Bob. So I'll be standing by there, and Sorry about that. I just didn't turn the switch on there.
Not a worry. I'll let Bob take over and you guys carry on. W2BOB and group W2T is passing Alpine.
Okay, Gordon, very good. Good to hear you and have a good trip. And if you can check in as you go, that's fine. Okay, so with that, this is W2BOB with the CBS retirees net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And at this point, we have KC2ZUM with us, and we're taking a standby for any other stations that might wish to come aboard. Come now.
Morning, Bob. AC2T.
NY9A, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. AC2T. Good morning, George. NY9A. And anyone else?
82CYX.
Okay, Benny, good to have you back. 82CYX with the group, and we're still standing by for anyone else.
WB2OXU.
Oh, WB2OXU. Any other check-ins?
Connected W2BOB. Connected KC2ZUM.
Okay, well, we'll give it another shot when we go through our list the first time. So we have Alan, KC2ZUM, Paul, AC2T, George,
NY9A, Vinny, KD2CYX, and Bill, WXU.
One more try. Anyone else out there for this net? Okay, nothing heard. So welcome aboard, and we hope everyone is getting ready for Easter Sunday, and we certainly are, and we hope it all works out fine for each of us. yesterday was a disaster day. I had a doctor's appointment. I got there a little bit early, and I knew I was going to have to wait anyhow, but it took 45 minutes before he actually got to me, and he was preparing to go away for the Easter weekend, so he was anxious to get everybody through there as fast as he could. He's one-man operation, but he does have three registered nurses that assist, so it was mainly just to renew my medication, and that's another disaster story, my goodness. anyway, he had the nurse give me an EKG, and my heart's in good shape. And he gave me prescriptions for the five different medications, I think. So I filled them right away, because now our new healthcare prescription advisor is CVS, Charlie Victor Sierra. So we have two of those retail outlets in this immediate area. So I went to the one that I like to frequent. And after a little bit of a hassle getting the options entered into their computer system, the pharmacist said, well, you better plan on picking them up tomorrow because we have to order one. So I said, okay, that's no problem. And it took a while for her to get through on the computer with CareMark, which is what it's called. That's the CBS, the Charlie Bravo Sierra, or corporate bold you-know-what. And finally did, and I no sooner got home, after I told them I'd be in at 2 o'clock today to pick up the entire thing, the phone rang and it was the pharmacy saying the one medication prescription you gave us has not been approved by the insurance. So you better call them and find out what's going on. So I did, and that was a hassle. I hate these things where you have to go through a computer. I went through one computer with the health insurance and a second one for the pharmacy computer. And finally I just said, I want to talk to a representative. And I was connected immediately to a guy who obviously was a CBS employee, and told him the story, and he said, yeah, your doctor's going to have to prescribe a different intensity of that particular medication. What he's prescribing is no longer going to be covered. So he kept me on the phone for about 10 minutes, and he checked and checked, and finally he said, I got approval for an override on that prescription, so it's valid only for one day, so make sure you call the pharmacy back and tell them to check their records, which I did. So hopefully it'll be there today. But what a mess, really. Never had a problem like that. I don't know what all this is going to cost me with the old plan. I had a general idea before I got the medication, but they couldn't tell me yesterday how much it's all going to cost. So much for that. Okay, with that, that was not a pleasant way to go to the doctor, to be sure. KC2ZUM, W2BOV, with the CBS Retirees Vet.
Yeah, Bob, before I continue, am I okay in RF or should I switch over to Echo?
Loud and clear, go ahead on RF.
Thank you. Okay, good morning to you again, Bob, Paul, George, Vinny, and Bill. There's a very peculiar, funny noise going on behind me outside. It's the landscapers. I have to close the window. And I smell the fumes of those lawnmowers and those blowers. So it must be spring because this is their first day that they're out there working on the property. And I close the windows because of the noise, and I close the windows because of the smell of those those gasoline engines. Wow. And, you know, I didn't think that anybody so early would complain about it being warm up here, which it has been. I forgot what it's like in the shack at this time of the year, with all the equipment on, the monitors and everything, how warm it is in here. So I got to hook up a fan. I'm used to opening the window and getting the cold air in to cool it down. Now it's warm, I've got the heat off, and it's too early to put in the air conditioner. So I'm going to put in one of those big stand-up fans. Wow, I'll suddenly forget. Let me drop. I'm over here gasping for air. That's how warm it is in here with everything on. I just want to say, when it comes to calling customer service and, you know, Bob mentioned you hate dealing with the computers or the voice menus. Once I call the initial place, I just keep hitting zero until I get a live operator. I just refuse to sit there and listen to those menus and push five for this and four for that and three for that. I just keep hitting zero, and eventually I get somebody. But an ex-coworker, a friend of mine, he devised something on his home number once as a joke, and he left it because it worked out pretty good when he was getting all of those calls and telemarketing calls. He devised a system pretty much the same way on menus, and he made up all these numbers. But this is for overtime, push 5. If you're a bill collector, push 6. If you're so-and-so, push that. And basically what it was is he just had you in a loop. You never really got them because he never really wanted to work overtime. He never wanted to be bothered after work. Anybody that was a close friend would have his cell number. But it was so funny because his system would just take you round and round in loops, and you would never get anywhere, and eventually people would just hang up. W2BLB, KC2, ZUM.
Ah, very good. AC2ZUMW2BOB with the CBS for sorry. I think that's a wonderful idea. So, I hope he still does it. Anyway, yeah, it is a trying experience, to be sure. So, okay, with that, let's go to Paul, AC2T next. W2BOB is the best.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Good Friday morning. Hope everybody will have a nice Easter. And yeah, those calls, I hate them. I mean, if I don't recognize it, don't give me a name. I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. And let it ring, and they let it ring about four times, and they drop it. So that's one way of doing it. And I hate those calls where you have to talk to a computer. And Alan says, the best thing is keep hitting zeros and get a human being, somebody that has a heartbeat. But, things are crazy there with this. And those registration for no calls, that don't work at all. So I don't even bother with that anymore. But the best thing is if you don't recognize the number or you have no name, the best thing is don't answer it. They learn. After a while, they stop calling. And as far as tomorrow, we're going to be busy. We have three coming. I haven't heard any, if we're having any more, but there are three people coming for their VEs. So we'll be busy there and having a lot of fun. So with that, back to net. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, Paul, I agree with you. And very good on the attendees for the exam session tomorrow. But, these robocalls, as they are termed, are a pain, and they're mainly 800 numbers, so we don't answer those. We've been getting calls from various municipalities here on Long Island. We don't live in any of them. I don't know what they want, but we don't answer those either. So it always comes up with the name of the village or a town or whatever, and the answering machine takes it, and they don't leave a message anyway. So that's basically it. Okay, with that, NY9A, George, your turn for the CBS retirees. That W2BOB. Go ahead, George. Contact, please.
In line. I'll come in on the next go-round.
Okay, all right, George. Who's the contact?
KD2CYX, Bob. I'm on a phone call. I just came in. I was waiting this morning, so I'm going to be on that phone call for a few minutes. Actually, my wife is on it right now, so Don, I have to get on the phone, but in the interim, send it back to you for a second. Oh, I'm sorry. She's coming right back with the phone. So I'll have to be on the next go-around. Thanks.
Okay, buddy, no problem. We will get back to you when you're available. Alrighty, so let's go to Bill, WB2OXU, being that George is tied up and Vinnie is tied up. It's over to you, Bill. W2BOB here. Go ahead.
W2BOB in the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone, and a happy early Easter to all. All those guys that pass tomorrow, just give them a bunny rabbit, an Easter bunny rabbit with an antenna sticking out of his head. They'll be very happy. Hopefully they all pass. But anyway, it's about 60 degrees here. It feels, temperature-wise, like spring, but I don't see no sun yet. I know it's out there somewhere, but something is covering it up. Hopefully it'll come out, warm things up. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Yeah, those robocalls are a pain. You're near the phone, just pick it up and hang up. And maybe they won't. but I got one this morning too that I was actually waiting for a phone call, and it was from a cell phone from, I don't know, 510 area code or something. I just picked it up because I wasn't sure if it was the call I was waiting for, and it was one of those robocalls, and that do not call list don't work, fellow beings. It's just unbelievable, but I guess that's the age we live in. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill, WB2OXU, W2BOB with the CBS. And, yeah, they are a pain, all right. And our telephone system is, I'm doing wireless phones made by Panasonic with a DEC 6 features, and it came with a call blocking feature. So it is limited in how many you can put into it, but when you get a call you don't want to hear from again, you block it in the memory of the main unit, and then if it calls again, it, the phone rings once and disconnects who that individual or company is. So it's been working fine. So, but you're right, do not call registry. Good idea that never did work. So. All right, with that, let's see if George might be whack. NY9A, W2BOB, if you're there, pick it up.
Well, thank you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A, and I thank you for waiting. Cell phone is a purse all wrapped up together. But the do not call list is a definite failure. Anything that easily circumvented really shows the wimpishness and the weakness of our government. Anyway, it's so good to hear you all in here, and I hope that you all will have a wonderful day. We're going to go over for services around 3 o'clock this afternoon. My wife advises me. So I should be all shiny and bright later on when we end on Monday. Not much to report. That's okay. There will be on the next go-round, I'm sure. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Hey, very good, George. NY9A, W2BOV in the CBSR instead. And, yeah, I agree with the thesis that do not call is not worthwhile, really. Okay, well, I guess Vinny's still on his phone call, so we'll take a pause here and see if there are any other check-ins for this net. W2BOV standing by.
KC2EMG.
Hey, good morning, Bob. KC2EMG recognized. Are there any other stations?
AA2WP, good morning, Bob.
Okay, Willie P, Alpha Alpha 2WP recognized. Very good. Anyone else? Okay, nothing heard, so let's go to Bob Squared, KC2EMG to get it, and then we'll go to Bill number 2, Willie P, Alpha Alpha 2WP after Bob. So KC2EMG, W2BOB, go ahead.
EMG, thanks, Bob. Well, a few minutes ago, I was over eavesdropping, and I heard somebody say that if someone passes the test this Saturday, they should give them a helping or rabbit with. I thought, yes, of course, rabbit ears. We've had that expression in ham radio for a long time. Passing the TV set in the kitchen on my way here, I see that the New York Auto Show is in full swing at the Javits Center. And, as luck would have it, one of my favorite cars of all time, the Mazda Miata, was just getting inspected, and the camera was sweeping through it. A car I always hankered for, but of course we never got and now we'll never get. but I just wonder, we all have some kind of a favorite car. The best car that I ever owned, really, the 96 Pontiac. And it has features that Cadillac and others are slowly adopting, like a heads-up display, a variable shock that you could vary from a console on the dash, things like that. Just unheard of. And let me drop it. And the other thing was, it went through a four-speed transmission, got the fourth being overdrive, and then it would cut out the torque converter, so you were direct drive. It means I was going down the highway at 55, and the RPMs were 3,500. So that was some car. Back to W2BOB and the net. This is KC.
Okay, very good. KC2EMG, W2BOB. He's still there. Fine business on the Miata. Yes, I worked with a guy at CBS. His name is Harry McCabe, and he bought a Miata, and we got a good close-up of it. But he used to drive it to work each day. So, by the way, Harry's mother's name, her maiden name, was Hubble, as in Hubble Telescope, and Hubble Trading Post in Granada, Arizona. So, very famous name. And, of course, the Hubble connector that CBS used to use, a three-prong or four-prong audio plug. I hated them. I think everybody else should, too. They were really a pain in the butt to work with. Okay, with that, over Alpha Alpha 2 WP, W2 BOB with the CBS net. How you make it out, Bill?
W2 BOB in the group, AA2 WP. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to hear everyone. I'm doing just fine. Last Friday, I had a follow-up doctor visit with the surgeon, and we're so happy with my progress that they bumped me up to soft foods a week early. I know that don't sound like much, but two scrambled eggs never tasted so good. But it's kind of funny when you take, like, piece of chicken and throw it in this blender and run it. It looks like cat food, but still, after being on protein shakes for 3.5 weeks, good to eat. My experience has been great with this. No pain, just itching on the five little incision sites. And it's really amazing. I have my dinner. I have only small portions, and as you eat, you can just feel it fill you up, and boy, when you're full, there's just no eating anymore. So I only hold about 4 ounces of food. So it's making great progress. I can feel my clothes are a lot. It'll be another, I guess, before I see the doctor. So all that is good. I've been pretty busy between doctor visits, and I'm writing that supplement for the issue of the Fire Engineering Magazine. I do an apparatus supplement every year. This will be my 14th year, and basically is a magazine that they package inside the magazine with all apparatus-related articles, so I've been concentrating pretty heavily on that. I have a deadline on that. And Bob, I heard your issue with the drugs. Sometimes I run into that. I have a Rite Aid here in town, and when that happens, I just tell the pharmacist, well, deal with it, and they make the phone calls to the doctor and the drug company and all, get it worked out. So that I have a pretty good rapport with those. Anyway, W2BOB in the group, AAWP.
Okay, very good. Good report, Bill. I'm glad you're making good progress, and that's great that you're back on solid food a week early. Very good. Okay, Alpha Alpha 2 WP, W2BOV, and the CBS retirees net. The person I spoke to at Caremark said that they had tried to contact my physician, but I said, well, you're not going to get him because he was going away right after he treated me yesterday, which he did. He left, bid everybody a happy Easter, and he was gone. So that wouldn't have helped at all. Apparently, CBS did call, and they got the resident nurse there. She said there was nothing I could do until Monday anyway. So much for that. Another topic I was going to bring up, talk about frustration. I've been having a lot of trouble lately on 20 meters with my double bazooka antenna. And it worked beautifully ever since I've owned it for, I guess, 2 years now. And lately I've been noticing the standing wave, when it's windy, the standing wave would jump up to 8-1. And I would have to switch over to my hamstick, which is up in the attic. So yesterday, after I got back home again, I went out, I lowered the antenna down, and examined the coax, and it didn't look too good. I had 50 feet of RG58 feeding it. And I decided to disconnect the coax. I had another 50 feet brand new to replace it with. So I examined the old coax, and there was a part of it where it went over a branch of a tree, and apparently the wind had worn away the outer jacket, worn through the braiding, and through the insulation around the hot side of the feed, and that's why I was getting an 8-1 standing wave ratio. So I disconnected it, put in the new cable, and found I had a problem coming out of the house with the connection there. You know, the rig's in the basement. So I go out through a window ledge, and that has always worked fine, but the connectors outside the window had oxidized, so I started unscrewing the one from the coax, and the whole connector disintegrated. So back to school, and I've got another spare to try, but it was getting windy yesterday and a little bit too chilly, to be honest. Anyway, fun games at the old corral. With that, let's see if any might be back. KD2CYX, W2BOV. Okay, I guess he's still on the phone. So, we'll take another pause. Any other check-ins for the net, we're standing by.
Connected. TB6AS. TB6AS. Disconnected.
KC2ZUM, it's your turn.
Okay, W2BOB, KC2ZUM. We didn't hear you in there. Another station disconnected. Covered anything else that was coming out there, and I think he was trying to get in. He was sitting there for a while, TB6 or something like that. Any event, he's gone. Good morning to you, Bob Square and Willie P. Good to hear you in there, and good to hear everybody in there. I just wanted to say, I think Bill was mentioning, or Paul was saying that the those no-call lists, they really don't work. They're no good. As far as I'm concerned, all they do is just add you somewhere else. For every one of those lists you join, you end up someplace else. It's another organization, a group of people that have your name and number. So I don't bother with them. I've got a device over here that block a call. I can program in phone numbers that I want to pass and a number that I don't want to pass. They'll get a ring signal, but it won't actually pass it through to me. And I don't use it that often, though, but because with this particular device, I have to give every person, every caller that I want to get through, a four-digit PIN number. And it didn't work too well with family. So if you don't punch in the PIN number, then it doesn't pass the call through. So I use it from time to time, but it's just a pain in the neck for some. You know, they may not remember what their number is, and
the problem is that if I forget the number that I have signed for myself, then I can't get through to retrieve messages or anything. So, what are you going to do? You know, we live in an age where the more technology you put out there to put off people, the more technology that's out there for them to get around it. So sometimes systems are good, sometimes they're not. This all started with New Jersey Bell years ago, be followed by Pac Bell in Los Angeles. They were the first two pioneers with all of these features on the switch in the central office before it went national with a lot of other phone companies. So let me switch it back over to you, Bob. If I'm out here when you come back to me, I'm going because I'm waiting for a call from my wife. She's visiting the doctor today. Back over to you, Bob, with 2BLB, KC2ZUM, before I time it out.
Okay, Alan, very good. KC2ZUM, W2VOB with the net, and fine business on your setup there. All right, over to Paul, AC2T next, W2VOB.
W2VOB in the group, AC2T, fine business, Bob, and good morning to you, Bob Squared and Willie P. I hope you have a happy holidays. These phony calls that come down, I think you could almost work all states, because I had calls from a number of different states. Work all states over the telephone. that's a funny one, but hey, that's the way things are going. I don't know anybody in these states. I have nothing to do with them, but they come through. But I don't answer them, so that's the way it goes. And like I said, we have three definites for the VE session. I haven't heard anything if we have any more, but I know we're supposed to be, one of them is a technician coming for his tech, another one is an upgrade, and one says he wants to take all three, so we'll see how that works out. But we have to give him a bunny rabbit with rabbit ears, right? That's a good one for Bill. we'll see how it works out. I'm pretty sure they'll probably, after the VE session, they'll probably stay and wanna play with the radios and stuff. So that's what we're there for. Anyway, back to net. W2BOB and the group, AC2T.
Okay, fine business, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB. Yeah, I feel the same way about out-of-state calls that come in. They usually say unavailable or give the location of the state. And you don't know if somebody is living there. Forget about it. NY9A, George, your turn. W2BOB.
I was getting here just in time for the identifier. W2BOB, NY9A. Bob, just before I forget, the one thing that crossed my mind is, does your doctor have the electronic prescription methods? Because that has saved me a bundle of time. Sorry about that. I deal with an out-of-town 90-day supplier of pills. I get 90 days at a time. And every time he changes my medication, it goes out to them electronically. So it does cut down the amount of time for them to formulate and do whatever the hell they're supposed to do. They're a large supply house anyway, so it's just a thought. If you would like the number, it's OptumRx, OptumRx. And all they do is prescriptions. Let me see. There were certain other things I wanted to commiserate with you about your antenna problems. Holy mackerel. You know, winter really wrecked you quite a bit. I have never heard of a connector disintegrating. Jeepers. But I guess you know, everything is possible in this terrible weather. I started taking a look yesterday at one of my hamstick setups that I wanted disassembled down below, but it's going to take a nice warm day before I even consider getting up two steps on a ladder to reach the hamstick. And when I do, it's going to be to take it down so I can relocate it someplace else on top of the deck. That's it for now. Let me put it back to you, and let's hear what other pearls of wisdom you have. AC2T, let me wish you all the best with your group is there. I hope they turn out to be a stellar group that all decides to go to Amateur Extra at one sitting. 73. No, it's not 73 time yet. Sorry about that. I see we were coming up on it, though. 940. But all the best. Back to you. W2BOB NY9A.
Okay, George. NY9A, W2BOB, and the CBS retirees. Thank you for your suggestion about the electronic filing of prescriptions. I have been using that for several years. With the company that CVS has contracted with to fill our prescriptions as part of their health plan. So, by the way, they have a separate plan for employees, current employees, and a separate plan for retirees. So, with the same company, but some of the rules and rights are a bit different. So, yes, what they do is they will fax from the doctor's office, they'll fax the provider of the medication and it gets filled that way, and vice versa. When the medication is due for a renewal, the supply company will fax my doctor, reminding him that they need a new prescription for that particular medication. So it's been working fine that way. But I wanted to try it going to my local CVS facility, which I have used from time to time. And it worked out okay, but just that they came up with the low dosage. But I take it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. They claim the low dosage is no longer acceptable. I have to go up to a higher dosage, and only the doctor can do that, of course. But he gave me the split medication for a reason. So that it would work during the daylight hours, and then upon retiring at night to take another pill, so it'll work all night. And the value of both those doses equals the value that the prescription suppliers want me to take once a day instead of twice. So that has to be worked out. So anyway, it's still a pain in the you know what. Okay, with that, let's see if any is back. KD2CYX, if you're available, go ahead.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Yes, I'm back. Just got off the phone. I had Social Security call this morning. We had an appointment up for a phone conference, and I tell you, what a headache. You know, talking to them is like going in circles. I didn't get anything cleared up, and I'm going to have to go and make it a pound there and see them. They work with me regarding the Part B Medicare payment. You know, since I retired, my income dropped to a point where I would pay the lower amount, but they're saying no because of whatever. I actually did understand what they were saying. Oh, so I'm going to have to make an appointment down there and fight battle. But anyway, back. Out there is real cloudy. I've got weather reports. The temperature is unhappy. So I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2IX.
Okay, Benny. Yeah, I don't envy you dealing with the Social Security. Not a pleasant experience, that's for sure. Well, good luck with that. Okay, let's go to Bill again next. WB2OXU, W2BOV.
W2BOV on the group. WB2OXU. Yeah. CBS is notorious for giving customers a hard time when it comes to prescriptions. I had an incident one time where they couldn't read the date on the prescription. I said, well, the month is clearly written, the year is clearly written. Yeah, but I can't make out the date, whether it's a 6 or it's a 5 or whatever it was. And needless to say, that was the last time I dealt with them. That we have a... We still have a mom-and-pop drugstore in the neighborhood. I can call them up on the phone and get refills done that way if I need them. But and deliver it too if you want it. But it's crazy. Yeah, all these insurance companies, they all got their own rules. If you've been taking something, what do they call it, maintenance drugs or something, one insurance they cover it, the other one may not. So if you change insurance plans or your employer decides to change insurance plans because whatever the reason, then you got to go through the whole rigmarole of talking to somebody. Yeah, I do like Alan does. I just keep hitting zero when I get one of those computer-generated recordings, voice recognition stuff. Just keep hitting the zero until I get somebody on the line. The first couple of zeros usually comes back with a message. I did not understand that. Try it again, please. It's amazing, this technology, the way we're going, which doesn't look too promising. I certainly wouldn't want to be bringing up any kids in this day and age, that's for sure. Turning into a... I don't know what, but it certainly isn't what it used to be. W2BOB and the group, WB2. OXU.
Okay, Bill, very good. WB2OXU, W2BOV, and CBS retirees. Yep, a lot of value there of what you said, but it's a strange world. Speaking of strange worlds, we watched a very interesting science episode on PBS last night about the Tetra space probe. And apparently it has discovered a huge volume of additional suns in the outer areas of the universe. And they were very much interested in seeing if there are any other planets that might be able to support life like we do here on Earth. And they came across one. It's 1,200 light years away, and if a spaceship were to try to get there, it would take 1 million years. But from what they judge, the telescope on this vehicle shows that there probably is a good chance that it has an atmosphere similar to Earth, and there might be life on this planet. So there are a lot of mini planets all over the place that don't get any recognition or whatever until now. So, very interesting program. Okay, with that, KC2EMG, W2BOV, and the CBS set. Over to you again, Bob.
2EMG, well, the CBS has had some great science shows. Was three in a row earlier this week on cancer. That was amazing. That's Ken Burns did it. But I did want to comment on the robocall with the selection or the automatic selection when you dial in. Median a few years ago did one. He said this is a new one for the police department. If there's a burglar in your house, press 1. If you're being stabbed, press 2. If you're being shot, press 3. And so he went through a whole list. And if you think it's nobody you know, press 4. So on and so on. Kind of cute. All right, I'll be listening out because my timer upstairs tells me the eggs are ready. And I better go up and take care of them. So So KC2EMG will be listening on the side. Back to you, Bob. This is AndaNet.
Okay, very good. KC2EMG, W2BOB with CBS Retirees Net, and have a very happy and wonderful Easter. Over to Alpha Alpha 2WP, Bill, your turn again, and we're going to make the 73 round as well, so go ahead.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Very good, Bob. Yeah, with the drug plans, when I hit Medicare, I got a different card than my wife, but it's all from the same company. It almost looks like the same plan number and all that. I don't know. I haven't had too much of a problem with Rite Aid. Telemarketers, you can count on it during dinner time that they're going to call, and I either just disregard it and let it ring until it goes to mail, or just pick up the receiver.